means one thing to me, and that's money. And on our line to talk about finances, the economy, even some General Motors, is John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bill. Yeah, some kind of interesting news out about General Motors, and or some people refer to them as Government Motors, but however you want to refer to them. Their CEO this morning or yesterday made a comment that he says, quote, "China is clearly a crown jewel in the GM universe. China is a unique market sitting in what I think is the highest growth area in the world for the next 10 to 20 to 30 years." Now, Daniel Eckerson made those comments in Beijing. He also revealed that GM is going to roll out 20 new and upgraded models for sale in China. GM hopes that with their sales in China, they'll regain their status as the largest automobile manufacturer in the world. They lost that crown to Toyota in 2007. However, it's amazing the growth that's happening in China as the middle class emerges there. GM says they expect a quote, more rational growth pattern of 10 to 15% a year increase in automobile sales in China. GM intends to capitalize on that. And inflation's been in the news. I know we keep talking about that, but Mr. Bernanke, testifying before Congress last week, made some comments that kind of inflamed a lot of people. He said there is no inflation in the U.S., and he also said that the inflation is only happening in the emerging markets. Well, this morning, one of the numbers we got from a government source were import-export prices, and this is kind of interesting. Import prices jumped month over month by 1.5%. Of course, a lot of that's related to energy, so inflation continues to find its way into our system. And we continue to see just a lot of changes in corporate structures. We see companies buying other companies, companies splitting into parts, companies that have so much cash they don't know what to do with it, so they're raising dividends, buying back their own shares. Here's an interesting story this morning. Marriott International. First of all, they reported quarterly numbers that were very good, 22% increase in earnings per share year over year, a 14% increase in total revenue. But they say they're going to split themselves into two parts, and we keep hearing this message over and over again. Sara Lee, of course, we've been talking about it, is doing the same thing. But what they're going to do is they're going to pay a special dividend to existing shareholders of Marriott International, and they're going to spin out to those shareholders as a special dividend a new independent company that's going to be their timeshare operations and their development business. And then the core lodging business will continue to trade under the same ticker symbol. Just as a footnote, it points out here in this article that the Marriott family will still own about 21% of the outstanding stock of both companies. Both companies are expected to continue to trade on the New York Stock Exchange. And one other bit of news from Congress, a lot going on in Washington, D.C., of course. We've been hearing a lot about the potential insolvency of some of the banks. We know that there's some cities and others in trouble, but not banks, excuse me, but states. And there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Congress would allow states to actually file bankruptcy, to shed themselves of their pension responsibilities and other things. And here's a message from Congress. A Republican lawmaker that's the chairman of a committee there says that there's really no way they're going to consider that. He says, first of all, that he doesn't think Congress has the constitutional authority to allow states to seek bankruptcy relief, because under our system of government, federalism, states are co-sovereigns. But it is estimated that the unfunded pension liabilities, these are unrecognized liabilities that states have just for their pensions. Some people say it's as much as $3 trillion if you were to record all those liabilities.
So what do they do if they can't go bankrupt and they can't pay? What happens?
Well, they either have to raise taxes, cut back services, or they have to not pay some of those benefits.
Wow.
Yeah.
It looks like Illinois has increased their taxes. They were one of the few states able to do that, but there are a bunch that the people have had enough of it. So I don't know. That's some people on pension may be in trouble.
Well, and Illinois is the poster child for everything that's gone wrong. They are, of all the states that are out there, Illinois has the worst fiscal problems of all of them, even worse than California.
Huh. Well, John, we appreciate this.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor, Stern, AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street with the latest developments. As the top story he had yesterday is on the front page of the business section in both newspapers today. So John stays way ahead of things. You can talk to him personally because he can stay ahead, help you stay ahead, let's put it that way, with your finances. Call him at Stern, AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and he'll be happy to help you. The number to call, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, and you can email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.